Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. Our first story, what a home buyer can find for about $450,000 in Mesa, Chandler, and Gilbert. East Valley cities, Mesa, Chandler, and Gilbert are popular with home buyers. Prices have climbed pretty steadily in the Metro Phoenix suburbs for several years. Chandler, Gilbert, and Mesa are top cities for real estate in the Valley, said Rebecca Hidalgo, a broker with the Integrity All-Stars team. Increased listings have given buyers more options in those areas than they have had in a long time, she said. We see sellers give concessions in these markets due to less competition between buyers. But she isn't calling it a buyer's market yet. George Lawton, a real estate agent with My Home Group, said that while volatility in mortgage rates has created a noisy backdrop, the East Valley housing markets, Chandler, Gilbert, and Mesa, are showing a surprising level of stability. Here is what prospective home buyers can get in the cities for about the Valley's median home price. The median price of a new Metro Phoenix house was $489,207 in March, which was about $35,000 higher than the price for an existing home. The new home median was down after climbing above $505,000 in January, but still up by almost $20,000 from March 2024. In North Mesa, a buyer can get a 1,595-square-foot house built in 1996 with three bedrooms and three bathrooms for $450,000. The house, located at 6145 East Sierra Morena Street, has vaulted ceilings and wood floors. Nearby are walking and biking trails, tennis courts, and a golf course. Near downtown Chandler, there's a 1,679-square-foot condominium with three bedrooms and two and a half bathrooms on the market for $465,000. The home, located at 1255 North Arizona Avenue, Unit 1255, is in a gated community and has a large walk-in closet in the primary suite and a kitchen island. The community has a playground and a pool. Gilbert. There's a 1,611-square-foot townhome with three bedrooms and two bathrooms listed for $485,000. The house, built in 2021, is located in a gated community and comes with high ceilings, quartz countertops, and a kitchen island. The community has multiple playgrounds, a pool, and tennis courts. The home's address is 734 East Doral Avenue, number 202. That story was what a home buyer can find for about $450,000 in Mesa, Chandler, and Gilbert. Our next story, ADOT seeks public input on North-South Corridor in Pinal County. The Arizona Department of Transportation is seeking public input as it begins an engineering and environmental study for the North-South Corridor's proposed northern segment spanning 20 miles between Apache Junction and Florence. ADOT is initiating a Tier 2 environmental impact statement for Segment 1 of the North-South Corridor from US 60 to Arizona Farms Road. This phase will develop the purpose of and need for the proposed project, develop a preliminary range of alternatives for 400-foot-wide freeway alignments within the 1,500-foot corridor established in the Tier 1 Environmental Impact Statement, and review potential interchanges, according to a release. ADOT's outreach for this study includes public meetings in May that will provide an overview of the study and seek input on a preliminary range of alternatives for the highway alignment and the project's purpose and need. The public comment period lasts through June 10. The corridor, also known as State Route 505, is under study to enhance the area's transportation network to accommodate the current and future population and employment growth, improve access to future development and other centers of activity, improve regional mobility, provide an alternative to and reduce congestion on Interstate 10, improve north-to-south connectivity, and integrate with the region's transportation network. The following public meetings are scheduled: 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. May 15, Thursday, Apache Junction Multi-Generational Center, 1035 North Idaho Road, Apache Junction; 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, May 20, Poston Butte High School, 32375 North Gansel Road, Santan Valley. A virtual public meeting is scheduled for 6 to 7 p.m. Thursday, May 22. To participate online, https://bit.ly/ns-1, phone 408-638-0968, meeting number 971-5032-1962, webinar password a.nss1, call-in password 14405974. Spanish audio channel 669-444-9171. Meeting number 970-2160-6058. Call-in password 668-65130. The same information will be presented at each meeting. Meeting presentations and materials will be posted to the study website at northsouth-segment1.com for those unable to attend. A separate study will be conducted for Segment 2 of the North-South Corridor between Florence and I-10 in Eloy. Ultimately, this study between Apache Junction and Florence will recommend a preferred alternative for the project alignment, interchange locations, and other features based on engineering and environmental considerations, as well as agency and public input; develop and circulate for public review and comment a draft Tier 2 environmental impact statement and design concept report that identifies the recommended build alternative, which will be compared against the no-build or do-nothing alternative; prepare a final environmental impact statement and design concept report document identifying the selected alternative. Comments may be submitted in any of the following ways through June 10. Online, northsouth-segment1.com, email info@northsouth-segment1.com, phone 602-474-3990, mail a.north-south-segment1, care of HDR Inc., 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2500, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. That story was A. Dot seeks public input on North-South Corridor in Pinal County. The next story: TikTok influencer pleads guilty to spraying pesticide on food at Mesa Walmart. TikTok influencer Charles Smith, known online as Wolfie Coletti, pleaded guilty to spraying pesticides on food in a Mesa Walmart as a social media prank. Smith pleaded guilty April 22 in Maricopa County Superior Court to two felony counts with adding poison or other harmful substances to food, water, or medicine, one misdemeanor count of endangerment, and one misdemeanor count of criminal damage. On December 19, 2024, Smith entered the Walmart intending to film pranks for social media. Court documents said he later changed his mind and decided to grab a can of Hot Shot Ultra Bed Bug and Flea Killer off the shelf. Court documents said Smith sprayed over a large portion of the produce and rotisserie chickens that were out for sale. Smith posted a video of him spraying the products on TikTok and has since deleted it. Smith left the store but returned nearly 10 minutes later to attempt to remove all of the items he sprayed. Smith placed the contaminated items into a shopping cart and moved it to the back of the store. Court documents said it was unknown if he collected all the contaminated items, and Walmart had to remove the remaining product valued at $931. The time between when the defendant sprayed the items to when he placed them into the cart left plenty of time for customers to take the contaminated items and purchase them, the documents added. Smith turned himself in to the Mesa Police Department on December 21, 2024, and he was scheduled to be sentenced on June 24. That story was TikTok influencer pleads guilty to spraying pesticide on food at Mesa Walmart. The next story: 48-hour full closures on State Road 88 Apache Trail near Lake, April 29 to May 15. The Arizona Department of Transportation advises drivers to plan for full closures of east and westbound State Route 88 Apache Trail between the entrance to Apache Lake, Forest Service Road 79, and just west of the Theodore Roosevelt Dam Overlook, mileposts 222.9, 229.9 to 240.5, for road work as part of an Arizona Federal Lands Access Program project. East and westbound SR 88 will be closed from 7 a.m. Tuesday through 7 a.m. Thursday on the following dates, April 29 to May 1st and May 6 to 8. East and westbound SR 88 will be closed from 7 a.m. Monday, May 12 through 7 a.m. Thursday, May 15. Access to the Theodore Roosevelt Dam Overlook will remain open and accessible from SR 188. Apache Lake Marina and the Rivas Ranch Trailhead can be accessed by taking SR 88 from Apache Junction on the west side of the closure. The section of SR 88 from milepost 222 at Fish Creek Vista to milepost 223.5 at Fish Creek Bridge is restricted for use only by high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicles and utility terrain vehicles. No trailers are allowed. ADOT advises drivers to slow down and use caution around maintenance personnel and equipment in all work zones. Schedules are subject to change based on weather and other unforeseen factors. For information, call the ADOT Bilingual Project Information Line at 855-712-8530 or go to adot.gov/contact and select projects from the drop-down menu. That story was 48-hour full closures on State Route 88 Apache Trail near Lake, April 29 to May 15. The next story, Canadian electronic waste recycling company invests $20 million in Mesa plant, brings 30 jobs. The rare earth elements recycling company Cyclic Materials announced it was opening its first U.S. plant in Mesa. The Canada-based company made the announcement on April 23 and stated it was investing more than $20 million into its first commercial facility focused on the separation of permanent magnets from end-of-life products previously not recovered using its proprietary MagCycle process. Those are materials extracted from electronic waste stemming from data center servers, speakers, MRI machines, and electric vehicles, among other objects. The aim is to take landfill-bound products and recover the metals. The new plant will help drive innovations in the electronic scrap and metal recycling industry while supporting local economic growth, according to the news announcement. The company aims to bring a solution to how these metals are recovered by modernizing and greening the industry. Those recycled products would then be reintroduced into the supply chain of key industry players, the company said. The Mesa plant will be located in the southeast area of the city along Pecos and Hawes Roads. Recruitment for the 30 jobs the Mesa facility will create was expected to begin through June 30. New employees will help with the selection and extraction process. The company is expected to begin operations in early 2026. Cyclic Materials was founded in 2021 in Canada and has gained several investments, including support from Amazon's Climate Pledge Fund, Microsoft, and BMW iVentures. Mesa was chosen to be close to the company's feedstock that will support its mission to reduce dependence on overseas sources and secure a more stable REE supply for the future, said Ahmad Gharaman, CEO and co-founder of Cyclic Materials, in the news release. The city was also chosen because Arizona and the Southwest have a positive approach to responsible e-waste management, the company told the Arizona Republic. It is also in part because the city has become a hub for data centers and electronic vehicle and aerospace manufacturing. We are happy to invest in the Mesa plant and are here to stay and grow, the company told the Republic in a statement. The announcement was praised by both Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs and U.S. Senators Mark Kelly and Ruben Gallego. They voiced similar statements saying the facility will bring more good-paying jobs and help advance Arizona's clean energy economy. Cyclic Materials investment in Mesa was also highlighted by the Trump administration on Wednesday. Mesa Mayor Mark Freeman welcomed the company and said, "This is the kind of forward-thinking industry we want to attract as we build a resilient and green economic future." That story was Canadian electronic waste recycling company invests $20 million in Mesa plant, brings 30 jobs. You're listening to East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. The next story, Apache Junction Sewer District Board meets April 29. An update on a water reclamation facility expansion and paying $425,000 for two return-activated sludge pumps will be discussed at Tuesday's Apache Junction Sewer District meeting. The regular meeting and work session of the Board of Directors of Apache Junction Sewer District begins at 8 a.m. April 29 in the District Boardroom, 5661 South Ironwood Drive in Apache Junction. The agenda for the meeting is at https://ajsewer.org/boardmeetings. Items on the work session agenda include presentation and discussion of compensation study, presentation and discussion of rate and fee study, discussion of the district's preliminary rates, fees and charges, and revenue elements for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2025, discussion of the district's proposed expenses for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2025, discussion of the district's current year capital projects and capital project planning for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2025, and future capital project planning. The Sewer District is an independent public nonprofit entity developed solely for the benefit of its customers and the Apache Junction community, to operate and maintain a regional system for the collection, transport, and treatment of sewage from the properties existing within its boundaries. Board members to the Sewer District are appointed by the Apache Junction City Council. Members of the District Board serve as volunteers who are responsible for setting policy and rates, adopting a budget, and other high-level decision-making regarding all aspects of the district's operation and ongoing business affairs. By state law, board members cannot own 40 acres in the district, cannot be an employee or agent of a landowner who owns 40 acres or more in the district, cannot be an employee of the city or the county, and cannot be an elected official of the city or county. That story was Apache Junction Sewer District Board meets April 29. The next story, former Arizona Cardinals player Wesley Leasy mistakenly detained at Sky Harbor Airport. Former Arizona Cardinals linebacker Wesley Leasy was mistakenly detained at Phoenix International Sky Harbor Airport, police confirmed. The football player and former candidate for the Arizona House posted on Facebook that the April 10 incident also involved his daughter. Mesa Police Department said they mistook Leasy's vehicle for one used as a getaway car after a shooting that took place just before 7 p.m. near State Route 87 and McClellan Road in Mesa. Multiple people called 911 and gave a description of the vehicle, police said. An air unit found a vehicle matching the description provided at Country Club Drive and McKellops Road and followed the vehicle on Loop 202 to Rural Road, where they had to stop following the car due to flight restrictions. Mesa police said officers found another vehicle matching the description and followed it to the airport, contacting and detaining the two people in the vehicle. This turned out to be Leasy's vehicle. Police said after they spoke with Leasy and the other person in his vehicle, it was determined they did not match the description of the shooter and were released. There were no charges or investigation related to Leasy and his passenger, police said. Mesa police said it was their understanding that Leasy's daughter Jade was with him, but that Leasy would need to confirm that detail. Jade did post on Instagram April 23 that she had just stepped off a plane when she and her father were held at gunpoint by police after being wrongly identified. That story was former Arizona Cardinals player Wesley Leasy mistakenly detained at Sky Harbor Airport. The next story, overnight travel approved for East Valley Institute of Technology staff members. Up to two East Valley Institute of Technology staff members will travel to Flagstaff for the June 7 to 10 Arizona School Public Relations Association Summer Conference. The EVIT board voted unanimously April 14 as part of a consent agenda with other items to approve the $932 per person trip for the marketing staff members. The cost includes $75 for a registration fee, $75 for gas for an EVIT vehicle, $537 for 3 nights lodging at Little America Hotel in Flagstaff, and $245 for meals, it states, in an approval for expenditures for professional travel form. The conference is to be called the Storybook Summit, according to an email from Yardley Zamorano, ASPRA Vice President of Programming, which was forwarded by Matt Droge, ASPRA Vice President of Programming, according to an email included with the travel request. Unlock your district story at the Storybook Summit. Join us for an immersive experience designed to equip you with essential tools and insights to craft your district's next chapter in the ever-evolving world of public relations for school districts and schools. Dive into a pre-conference, breakouts, and keynote presentations, and discover innovative strategies that will empower you to turn the page and write your own success story, it states. The Arizona School Public Relations Association is a professional organization that provides support to educators involved in school public relations, as well as professional development activities for school public relations specialists, it states at https://www.asaspra.org. East Valley Institute of Technology is a public trade school providing 50 career training programs for East Valley High School students and Phoenix area adults at two central campuses in Mesa. East Valley school districts include Apache Junction, Mesa, Queen Creek, Cave Creek, Chandler, Fountain Hills, Gilbert, Higley, J.O. Combs, Scottsdale, and Tempe. Classes are 8 to 10:35 a.m. or noon to 2:35 p.m. Monday through Friday. Classes with 4-hour blocks are 7 to 11 a.m. or noon to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Classes are also held at satellite campuses, according to https://www.evit.edu. That story was overnight travel approved for East Valley Institute of Technology staff members. The next story, homeowners in Arizona's historic districts worry about impact of law allowing fourplexes. Many Phoenix owners of historic homes are concerned legislation to create more affordable housing for renters and buyers will turn one-of-a-kind houses into multifamily properties that most people won't be able to afford. A state law that goes into effect January 1st allows for the development of fourplexes and townhomes within 1 mile of a city's central business district. The law supersedes most local zoning. The area where the multifamily projects can go up, mostly without separate zoning approval, spans more than a dozen historic Phoenix neighborhoods, including Willow, Coronado, and Encanto Palmcroft. Houses in many of the neighborhoods often sell for more than $1 million. My biggest concern is a homeowner sells to a developer who's going to tear down the unique historic home and put up a fourplex on a single-family home lot that won't be affordable, said Willow Neighborhood Association President Brad Brower. Legislation says developers can't be stopped from doing that. House Bill 2721, passed in 2024, requires any Arizona municipality with at least 75,000 residents to allow duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, and townhomes on all lots zoned for single-family homes within 1 mile of a central business district. The bill to create more middle housing doesn't require the developments to be owner-occupied. They can't be higher than 2 stories. The controversial bill passed a few months before Phoenix expanded its central business district last summer. Phoenix's central business district now spans a 12-square-mile area surrounding downtown. The boundary extends from McDowell Road on the north to roughly Broadway Road on the south between 23rd Avenue and 20th Street. The previous Central Business District was roughly 2 square miles. The city can now offer developers more incentives in a larger area. Phoenix officials said in a statement that the new legislation will not impact all of its new Central Business District. HB 2721 defines the CBD as the entire geographic area that the municipality has officially designated as its downtown, according to a statement from Phoenix's Planning and Development Department. The city said its officially designated downtown is the region regulated by its downtown code, and that's the area that will be used to determine compliance with HB 2721. HB 2721 defines a central business district as an area or series of areas designated by a municipality that are primarily non-industrial and that attract community activity, including the entire geographic area that the municipality has officially designated as its downtown or equivalent. Based on Phoenix's downtown definition, the area impacted by the law will roughly be 1 mile north of McDowell, 1 mile east of 7th Street, 1 mile south of Buckeye Road, and 1 mile west of 7th Avenue. The Willow Neighborhood Association Board has collected nearly 1,200 signatures on a petition to keep its single-family zoning and not have lots subdivided for multifamily development. Representative Aaron Marquez, D. Phoenix, said that although the housing shortage needs to be addressed, historic RIT neighborhoods were designated to preserve character, design, and heritage. We should protect those pieces of our state and ensure they don't go away, Marquez said. He introduced legislation, HB 2719, to exempt historic neighborhoods from the new law aimed at creating middle housing, but his bill has stalled. The new zoning law also impacts historic neighborhoods in Tempe, Mesa, Glendale, Tucson, and Flagstaff. I don't think Phoenix fully understood how expanding the CBD would circumvent historic preservation, said Brent Kleinman, who is on the Encanto Palmcraft Historic Preservation Association Board and the Encanto Village Planning Committee. The legislation won't solve the affordable housing problem, but it will allow some crazy developer to put up a fourplex where one shouldn't be, he said. Willow resident Charlie Martin said he questions how politicians have the power to hurt neighborhoods with decisions that won't help anyone. Historic homes have strict design and building guidelines homeowners must follow to keep a home's historic status, which gives the owner a discount on property taxes. The new law doesn't have similar design requirements for the multifamily development. While the statute does not permit the city to be more restrictive than it would be for a single-family home, it also does not prohibit the city from evaluating proposals for middle housing on historic properties using the same processes currently used for historic properties, according to Phoenix. Brower said Willow has a conservation plan adopted by Phoenix decades ago that has been difficult to get implemented, so he's concerned about the city's ability to help it navigate the new zoning. While we understand the need for additional housing, we believe the law did not account for the many historic districts within this one-mile boundary, putting our valuable historic homes at risk of demolition, said Brower in a letter to Representative Walt Blackman, our snowflake about getting the legislation to exempt historic neighborhoods passed. And that story was, homeowners in Arizona's historic districts worry about impact of law allowing fourplexes. This has been East Valley News, covering Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. Stay tuned for more excellent content on Sun Sounds of Arizona.